And I'm back. Hold on a second. And I'm back, and sorry for the extra song, but I had to help the wife with putting up groceries. She just got back in. Let me shut the door real quick. Hey, okay. I have a ton of questions. So, here we go. Nico-chan314. So, my God, do you know what the Vampire Heart does? It's been 48 hours since it rolled out. Right now, my understanding is it is part of the new Spooky Forest that's being revamped, and it's all not out yet. That was at least what I had heard from Scully last time anybody of an official status said anything about it. So it's kind of a, you know, wait and see. ADH is pissy because she can't put it in her display case, because she would. Because, you know, we love dead hearts. Let's see here. I've been told to hit my clan message board. Weehee! Yay. We have a new clanny. Alright, moving on. Fatty Maddie 420. Why is petrified time so rare nowadays? It's because it was only given out one per player during the Time Catastrophe or White Wednesday or the Jig Click or Oops, whatever you want to call it. Every player was given one of those. And when you made them into a weapon, a pants, a helmet, you got extra turns. Well, now with the dual wield, you can have on the full outfit plus a second time sword and get, what's it, 15 turns extra from that? So that would kind of be why, because it gives you the extra turns, and that there aren't any more in the game. There are no more new ones coming in to the game. And that's why. When they get used up into making a helmet or whatever, they're gone. So that would be why they're rare, which goes into my supply and demand. Big demand, low supply, prices go up. Next one. Gleebs asks, what do I keep in my quest log? You know, let's go look. Campground, quest log. Notes. I have how many stars and lines I need to make every star item. And right now, that's all I've got. Even though I think I might actually start putting in, which really wouldn't help me, choices. That's all I keep in there right now is how many stars and lines it takes to make every star thing, so I'm tired of having to look it up every freaking time I need it. Let's see here. I'm an AA. What would you suggest? Combat initiative or melee damage passive skills first after Eye of the Stoat and LTS. I would say melee damage passive, because you can always, if you're a muscle class, get to the cheap wind-up clock. But springy facility would be a great follow-up. So I would say the next three skills that you need to get would be Claws of the Walrus, Claws of the Otter, and Springing Facility. Those should be your next three after you've got those, if you're starting to work on the damage and combat initiative aspect of LTS synergy. And you want to kind of mix and match. You don't want to do all of one and then go do all the other ones. But, you know, little damage, little combat initiative. Little damage, a little bit more damage, a little bit more combat initiative. So mix them together. And that will work. Let's see here. Cool Gamer asks, I know how, but many are still asking about how to get the oily golden mushroom. Well, knowing that it's been spoiled on the forums and in the wiki, I will probably point you guys in that direction. Since, you know, you're asking for information, I want to make you guys self-sufficient. That would be be www. It's off of Coldfront. So Coldfront.net. Find the wiki. There you go. But what I will say this is that you do need to get a black gloomy mushroom. You need to have at least one of those with you. And then you'd be able to do some bargaining to get your oily mushroom. Which I will have mine for Ashlan very, very soon. Actually, in about 5 days. I think it's 5 days. Let's see here. Existence 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, 6 days. 6 days. I'm off by 1 day. 5 days is when they'll sprout. Powera says, I personally believe that OxyCore is the best ascension ever. I didn't talk about this, but I have found that OxyCore, it lets me deal with getting my buffs. I can do a little buffing every day, but I'm not running turns, so I can build up a little bit of buffage. I can get my snow cones every day. I have to say that having snow cones and OxyCore really does make a difference. I will admit to the people who said that it makes hardcore easier, that it's ruined the game, that it really has made hardcore Oxy easier in my mind, because I'm like, I have like 12 snow cones to use today. Okay, click. You know, I go through all of them, and I still have 6 left. So I'm like, wow, that was fun. But yeah, I mean, OxyCore, if you have a good set of skills, if you have a basis for LTS energy, if you have enough support skills and your familiar skills, then, I mean, Oxy's pretty damn amazing, and honestly, I found this out last time, I was floored by it. My previous fastest ascension had been a hardcore no-path that was 975 turns, 6 days. Okay? My first oxygenarian, 20 days, 971 turns. It was fewer turns, and I vaguely remember burning 50 turns looking for sex change operations. So, and that was without air. You know, and I'm looking right now, Ash is 3/5 the way through level 9, and he's only played 545 turns. I mean, you're much more effective in Oxy. I'm finding this out, and I'm kind of liking this. I like OxyCore. I do like OxyCore, and I am honestly debating, after I go through my 11 softcore, I may go back into OxyCore again. As you know, I've got 8 more hardcore non-Oxys to do, because I want to get 5 of every stainless steel item. I've got 5 scarves and 5 shillelaghs I need. And I've got 3 everything else. So I'm probably going to get 5. I may go for a second Oxy set, I'm thinking. Oh, no. Because I do like this. This is nice. Let's see here. Lucy Space, what do you think about opening the sunken chest? Riff said in the forums it needs to be shinier. I still think they're playing with this until they give us something more pertinent that, yes, they did change the code for the shiny sunken chest, and the sunken chest can now be opened. I'm really honestly not going to buy that. I'm sorry. I'm going to believe. Fatty Matty 420. I haven't played in a long time, but what are the Crimbo duds worth nowadays? You know what? Let's go search them all. Crimbo. Well, Crimbo Elfling is worth 190 million meat. I want an Elfling and I'm never going to get one. Crimbo Hat, 17.5 million. Crimbo Pants, 17.5 million. Crimbo Sword, 17.5 million. There you go. Crimbo Stockings, only worth 8 million still? Wow. It's like Contrixer selling off all of his stuff. Of course, you know, he had a ton of stars, and I don't know who snagged them, because they're gone. And none of the other big main names picked them up, so. But I did get a Star Charge. Anyway, next question. Fixius asks, where to adventure in hardcore around level 5 and level 6? Well, let me look at you here for a second. Who is Fixius? Helps if I spell your name with an X. Not helps if I just type it right. Yes, okay. And of course, you've logged off. But I'm going to answer your question anyway. We got about 19 ascensions. That's pretty cool. Really not hardcore. Haven't done any hardcores. So, if you're going to go hardcore, you're probably just for another character more than likely, would be my guess. I would say level 5 and level 6, you're probably still going to be worrying about the boss bat area and the knob goblins area. And level 6, you should be trying to get to your stomach slash liver slash spleen at level 6 as fast as you can so you can open up that freedom to have more stuff. Those are still pretty good areas. And hardcore, you're not going to have the benefit of having your Mr. A's or your icicles or anything that would boost your monster levels to the point where it becomes worthwhile to do Menagerie level 3 that quick unless you basically have a full-blown LTS synergy already running. So I would still say probably you're still looking somewhere in the Goblin Knoll somewhere would be a good chance to be in level 5. But if you're early hardcore, then you actually tend to be running behind a little bit. You might as well still be working on the boss bat. Nick asks, during a speed core run, is it worth 13 pulls to pull 3 cans of air, 6 pates, and 4 single barrel whiskeys? Does the stat slash adventure game justify using that many pulls? Dear Lord, how many days are you trying to do a run in? If you're trying to do anything less than a 3-day run, no, it's not. Because you're going to be short items that you need, like your keys and your stuff you need for the lair. If you're going to do anything more than a 3-day, then there's no reason for that either. I can do a 3-day fairly easily, and I don't pull that much stuff. I don't even pull, I don't think I have anything to pull. But I end up doing, my first 3-day softcore runs, my first day's pulls are as follows. And you can whine that, well, I don't have some of those, and we'll talk about what you use instead, okay? I use 4 chow mains. I pull 1 drink. That's a Disco Bandit drink. I pull a meat engine, a dope wheels. I pull a facsimile dictionary that I earned the last trip around. I pull 1 icicle. And if you don't have that, pull an epic weapon. I pull 2 Miz accessories and a Mr. Accessory Jr. If you don't have those, pull anything you've got that gives you plus stats, like badass belts. I pull wax lips. If you don't have that, pull something that increases your familiar's weight. That leaves me with 5 that... Yeah, that leaves me with 5 pulls left, okay? Well, I'll use those 5 pulls, then I will pull, depending on how fast I'm running that day, I will either pull my 3 oars, or I will pull my swashbuckling outfit, and I'll pull whichever of those 3 sets I don't pull the next day. Like, if I don't get to level 8, I'll pull my swashbuckle outfit. If I do get to level 8, I'll pull the oars I need and get it done with. In day 2, I pull 4 more chow mains. I pull 3 Disco Bandit drinks. I say I pull 4 Disco Bandit drinks. That's 8 turns. That's 8. The 3 other things, that's 11. And then I have 9 turns left, or 9 pulls left, to basically pull potions if I so desire. Because the way I do my softcore runs is I plan to be ready to run the lair at turn 600. Which is, as soon as I get out of running, I'm in the lair with all my stuff. So I don't even play to pull stuff before, because I don't care. Okay? And, you know, and yes, I can do it when I care, because I've done it when I cared. And Lilith and I did a 2-day, just to see if it could be done, You know, of course it can be done. And we both pulled it off. She did it with air. I did it without. I did it dual wielding. She didn't. So there's different ways to do it. But I did a 2-day run in 415 turns. But I mean, if you look at my Ascension, you'll see most of my runs, you know, 617, 613, 615, 616, 615. I don't see any reason to pull that many path boosters on day one. I mean, I could see trading out some of the pates for the chow mains. I mean, you can maybe, not pull out three chow mains, which would give you 12, which means you could pull four pates. It means you have one more. You mean you have one less free pull later on. I mean, you can pull one air. I mean, you can make it a little bit, but in the long run, unless you're really trying for a 3-day inside Ronin or a 2-day in a softcore run, there's no point in doing that, honestly. Because I was doing 3 days before I had my icicle. Okay, so that's just my thought. That is my thought. But yeah, Dark Eagle, that's player number, as we've set out, 159833. I never give out his number, so I don't have it memorized. There is a second Dark Eagle that's got a space in it. That's not me. It's all one word. That's my softcore multi that I play with. Let's see here. So, I would say, honestly, Nick, no. Sorry. I disagree. Power, what attribute Ascension do you think is the easiest to go through Oxycore with? I went into the Hardcore channel and I kind of powwowed with some of the Hardcore Oxygenarians. I said, okay, I want to do this, I'm going to do this right. I said, I right now am in a debate between going with a primary stat sign or the sign that gives me monster mind control device. And they said an Oxy is pretty much a thing to go ahead and take a sign that gives you mind control device. Now, you don't need to do the possum one because that's food, and you don't really need to do the clover ones because in hardcore Oxy, you need, let me think here, you need one for casino pass for your epic weapon. If you're lazy and you need an epic weapon early, you need a clover for the skeleton, and you need a clover for perfume if it's bitchy. Other than that, you really are not dependent on clovers, as you are seeing a teetotaler, where you need clovers for knob, goblin, grab bags, for food. So, I still kind of go with, if it's a mysticality, go with the mysticality stat points, because it'll help your mist points. If you're Moxie, I'm still haven't figured that out yet. With my muscles, I went one where I got MCD, and then one where I got Rhapsody. I can get to the muscle area. So I can kind of, because actually what's going to be nice is I'll be asked to be able to finish off all three remaining spooky fairies that I don't have, not spooky, fairy elementals. I got one of them. And I'm waiting for my next turn set to go get my next one. And then I'll get the third ones. Well, that's the way. I can't do that yet. I can't do either one of those sections until I gotta wait. I won't screw that up. That would have been bad. Yeah, I cannot kill that person until I get the fairy so that I can get this familiar equipment. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, anyway. Now I'm done thinking that through. Yeah, but anyway, at the end of this run, I'll have all five of the elemental fairies, which is pretty cool. You don't have access to meat engines? Go make one or buy one. So I would say, I still say that monster level improvement is still key to fast runs and getting your stats. Let's see here. Moving on. Rickett, how much do you hate the lack of clovers? Lots? Well, actually, Rickett, I don't care. Honestly. Ashlon needs one clover because I forgot to get one earlier on for the skeleton. So he needs one clover. Dark Eagle's got a stash I bought a long time ago out of the mall. So I'm not, right now, I'm not clover dependent. If I was still in my teetotaler stages, I would be whining up a freaking storm. I would be. Clover for the skeleton door? Brute force it, man. I'm so lazy. You don't even understand how lazy I am. I mean, that's why I do soft cores that just finish rowing and then finish it. Because I don't want to have to like manage my pulls. I don't care about managing my pulls. I don't care about, oh, do I pull this or do I go farm it? Do I have enough? I don't care. I'm not about, you know, getting everything as quick as possible. I just don't care, because I'm lazy like that. Vidalia asked a question, which I'm going to go ahead and jump everybody else's, because it does kind of pertinent what I've been saying. And Vidalia asks, what is an epic weapon? Each class has a weapon that requires 10 muscle to wield, but gives you a 50 damage, and then also boosts your primary stat. And we call that an epic weapon, and then there are the epic hats that you can get from the nefarious. Oh, what's the frickin'? How do they word it? Damn it! Your nemesis in the dank and dark and sinister cave. You can get an epic hat. Well, you can get an epic weapon. And if you look at my display case, I have one of each of the weapons and the hats in the display case, if not more. But basically, you have to get an item out of the casino to help smith it together. So, like, a turtle tamer would have the turtle slinger, a accordion thief would have the rock and roll legend, epic weapons are on the horizon. I know it's always been the big joke, epic weapons are already here. I'm assuming you meant epic pants, Cleaves, because I'm looking at my epic weapons, and they're all pretty sitting here in my display case. Epic pants, yes. So we can maybe have an epic outfit. That would be awesome. Like 6 new tattoos. Epic. That'd be awesome. Pretty spiffy. Oh my god. Weird things in... Anyway, so that's what an epic weapon is. Go ahead and check it out. It's in my display case. It's most of the way down. Scalera says, it should be noticed that items that can be created also affect other items. When people figured out how to make sleazy fairy gravy, prawn legs went off the chart. True. Indie Rock Zombie. If you barely have any meat, what would one do to recover so he or she could play them all, auto-selling, monsters, etc.? I would auto-sell your crap after making sure that nothing that you have can't be sold in your store. You know, if you're strong enough to go play the peak, play the peak. That's your meat pony. If you're not strong enough to play the peak, play the Knob Goblin Treasury, and you just do a day of farming, and you'll have plenty enough meat. And then you just kind of keep doing that, then you'll be able to eventually get some meat to play. Hearn the Hunter, what if someone fell for, quote, I'll give you 2 million meat for 5 million meat? Then I laugh at you for being an idiot. Because if you can't understand that one, then that's your own damn fault. That's not a scam. That's someone offering you a bad deal, and you took it. Cool Hunter asks, what happened to your cup collection? I've never had a cup collection. You're probably thinking of Feared Al Yankovic, who's another DJ. But, yeah, try Feared Al Yankovic. Indie Rock Zombie. Also, what's the best way to earn enough money to buy a store in the mall? Understand, I've never ascended and have been scammed dozens of times. Okay, number one, don't trade with anybody. If you've been scammed numerous times, you need to stop until you start really understanding what's going on. Second, one day's worth of treasury farming and or peak farming will get you plenty of enough meat to buy your maul. Kid you not. Cool Gamer asks, the dungeon potions, is there an odds level for their drop? Or is it the inflation of certain potions random, like bubbly? What it looks to me is that, for whatever reason, some potions tend to give drunkenness more often than others. I don't know why. I don't know if it's the equivalent. But I think that's why, because more people tend to be like, they need a certain potion than another. I mean, as far as I can tell, whenever you get a box or the drops, they just drop. It's random. I've not seen anything about a percentage ratio of which ones you get. So, I actually saw that and I can understand, but, you know, it may just be that drunkenness is a certain set. I don't know. Honestly, do not know. Ooh, Sneaksy's back. Interesting. Gleebs asks, what do you think of the Bugbear Shaman in Hardcore? I think that he'd be really hard-pressed to fund his magic points with meat. Unless you're a Mysticality class and you can get MMJs. Or an Accordion Thief and get MMJs. Otherwise, I think that you might be running into a larger meat crunch than you normally already would, trying to hold up all of your your buffs that you usually run. You know, and a lot of people say, you know, I want a familiar that gives me an item drop percentage and stat gains. And the more I think about this, I think stat gains and meat is actually more important, because the meat allows you to fund all of the buffs and spells and skills that you need to survive in a fast type of situation. Well, you know, guys, I'm, Wombat says it's, found last night, totally random determination what does what. They come in sets, which set you get is random. Interesting. But, you know, guys, I'm out of questions. I have no questions. And, I'm going to, play a little David Bowie. And this will be your chance to save my rear end and send me some questions so I can get through these next 20 minutes. Otherwise, Suckage Radio is going to start. You can send in your blue message questions to Ashalon. That's player number 67689. So go slash MSG space 67689. Or slash MSG space Ashalon. Ask your gameplay question that you can kind of see. It's pretty much running the gamut what we're talking about today. Your questions coming up after the song, hopefully. You're listening to State of the Kingdom with your host Ashalon here on Radio KOL. Hi, and I am back. Back with, seven questions. Yeah, so this should be fun. Lucy's face, do you think the egg in the leaf is openable? Right now, I have a hunch it's not, but the way it's written and the way Riff was talking about when he did the Strange Leaflet redo was that they reserve the right to add in new content at any time and not tell anybody. So I think that at any point it might could be openable. I think that would be one of the points where there would be something new in the leaflet. I think doing a specific path in the maze would be a new place where they could add something in the leaflet. Those would be the two obvious points that I can think of off the top of my head. But I think right now, no. But then again, you know, I'm not Dever, and I don't know. If I was a Dever, I couldn't tell you. But I'm not a Dever. Let's see here. Moving on. Deadly Dusk, I've just ascended for the third time. What should I do? Well, Deadly Dusk, let's look at your character and see what you've done so far. Because you didn't really give me very much information. You've done 3 Seal Clubber pass, and I'm going to assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you took Eye of the Stoat, Lunging Thrust Mac, And, hoping a claw. Or maybe a tongue. You've got a good basis there. What I would probably do is, if you like the muscle classes, and it seems you do, you may want to try Turtle Tamer, especially now with the new skills it makes it a little bit easier to work with, and work on getting Empathy of the Newt and Amphibian Sympathy, because that'll help your stat games or your item games or whatever you're using with your familiar. Go back a little bit quicker. What are you using for a familiar? You're using a NPCR. So that'll help your NPCR get a little bit better as you go along. I would also highly recommend that since you seem to be doing no pasts, that's in you eat, that you may actually want to look at doing a Postomancer and a Sorcerer run, so that you can get Postomancery and Advanced Sauce Crafting, so that you can make your own reagent food, so you don't have to worry about trying to find herbs or anything like that. But you're going softcore. I mean, hello, Hablo. You're going softcore, so really it's not a major importance for that. I would say that there are four skills that you should always get early on. Postomancery, Advanced Sauce Crafting, Mad Looting Skills, and Amphibian Sympathy. You don't have any four of those yet because you haven't been in those classes, so I would say try those four classes. Or, alternatively, you could do every single Silk Clubber skill there is, and then move on. Entirely up to you. Entirely what you want to do. Let's see here. Next question. Ground round. What's with the soccer ball and the leaflet quest? Couldn't make it do anything. Well, the soccer ball and the egg and all that, that's all part of a reference that I don't remember off the top of my head. The wiki explains what the reference is. I think it's just kind of there as part of the reference. So, yeah. It's about what it's about. Steel Magnolia. How do you get clovers? Well, if you have the mongoose sign, you randomly get them occasionally. If you have a worthless trinket and the hermit decides that it likes you today, which it doesn't like anybody today, or yesterday, or the frickin' day before, they have clovers for sale in the hermitage for the price of one worthless trinket. So, you can also get one off the shore. Off of the Dude Ranch, I believe. That's where you get it from. The Dude Ranch Adventure. Gleaves asks, same questions. Hurry, same questions. Gleaves asks, here's an idea I've been throwing around. An inflatable gravy fairy. It works like a dodec, more weight equals less power, but would you use it for those times when the RNG hates you? Well, see, I don't... It's an interesting idea, and the reason the dodec works is it's a good combat familiar in a situation where you don't have to use it. And if we start making inflatable everything else, then it would defeat the purpose of the normal familiars, because everybody would just have inflatable everythings, and would never use the real ones except the ones that you need to take over with you. So I it's an interesting idea. I don't ever really think that it would get put in. Did I say mongoose? Marmot. Oh, my bad. Marmot. Whoops. The skills. Postomancery, Advanced Sauce Crafting, Mad Looting Skills, and Amphibian Sympathy. Marmot. Not mongoose. Mongoose does other things. So, leaves, I'd say no. Fatty Matty 420, is there any significance to the bow items? Well, besides the fact that they came from Crimbo one year, and you can make the bow tucks, no. Mighty Mickey, I may be dumb, but in 400 or so turn run, how do you physically get the stats to get you up to level 11 in the Naughty Sorceress in such few turns? Now, that's a good question. No, not Torso Awareness. Not a fast, pertinent skill. Torso Awareness is later. 400 turn runs requires that you have to be able to not waste turns and get maximum statage from every adventure you play, meaning you have to delve heavily in monster levels. When I did my 2-day run, I was going double icicle, so that's 30 plus monster, 11 monster level on the MCD, so that's 41, plus a ring of aggravate monster, which was plus 5. I could have done a tiny plastic or tiny pitchfork, I chose not to. But I was doing plus 40 something, plus 46 monster levels every fight. And I was LTS, lunging thrust smack, my way through everything. Now, what also you have to realize you can do is you have to pull some items that you auto-sell for the express point of donating to the gods. That's kind of how you help yourself out. You also do it on stat days. So you're getting more points there. You'd venture only in the areas that either you have to be there for something or that gives you the highest stat gains possible that you can get at that point in time. And so you have to become very aware of everything. Yes, it is possible. But you do have to make sure that you balance your secondaries, because you can actually run your primary up to the 104 and your secondary is like 59, 61. So you have to be careful with that. But, yeah, monster levels and having a familiar that lets you run stats like there's no tomorrow. Oh. Ah, two more questions. Yay. Keep sending them. Lucy Space. Do you really think it's worth it to pull the ores? I'm thinking about trying for a 2-day without air suit. It can be done if you have dual icicles. Trust me, I did it. I did it on double moxie day, which just made it even easier. And since I want to conserve pools, I wonder if it would be better off farming the mine. It is never better off farming the mine. You pull three pools, because look, if you pull your mining gear, then you're wasting adventures to get the three ores. So you can't pull that. You pull the three ores and go straight to adventures that give you stats, because there are no stat adventures when you're farming for ores. And if you're going for a 2-day, it is vital that you go for ores. What I did to compensate for that in my 2-day was I did not pull the swashbuckling outfit. And I went and farmed for that because I was getting stats anyway. I think I ended up pulling one piece of the harem outfit, which I usually don't do, because I want to get out of there, because I want to go down into the menagerie. So, what Lilith was exactly backwards. She didn't pull her harem, but then she pulled her swashbuckle. It doesn't matter. I didn't pull the swashbuckle because it was higher stats per adventure. So, I would say pull the ores. Highly recommend pulling the ores. Listen, a friend of mine has bought a hockey stick, and he says at some point in time, whenever I want to play with it for a run, I'm going to be able to get to play with it. Yay! Cool Gamer asks, do I foresee a return of the penguins at any point in the future? Someday, maybe. But they're working on so much mechanics. I mean, I could maybe see it tied into some of this upper-level content, but that's all speculation. I don't know. I don't know. That's me. Let's see here. Deadly Dusk asks, what is the exact stance as far as using multis to help you in the game, farming, buffs, etc.? The exact stance is you don't use multis to help you in the game. You will get smacked with it. especially those of you who have 67 multis, like a few people. That's multis are bad. Justice 1, 2, 3, 4. I want to do 2 more hardcore seal clubbing runs. In what order should I get my skills? I already have lunging thrust smack. Okay, Eye of the Stoat would be your next one, and then after that, I would pick Claws of the Walrus. Because having LTS and then getting Empathy, or Eye of the Stoat, is good. If you don't already have Empathy, get Empathy. You're going to need that one as well. No, wait, Empathy... Yeah, no. I'm confusing myself. No, that's Turtle Tamer. Ignore me. Yeah, you need to work on your Claws or Tongue for that third skill, assuming that you already have LTS. Elderistic, do you think it is possible for a 2-day hardcore? Knowing that they busted their ass to try to get a 3-day and only one person got a 3-day, I'd say no. Vidalia asks, what ores do you pull? Whichever ores the elite trapsaur tells me he wants. That's why I wait to decide when I pull it. If I can get to level 8 day 1, or if I choose to get to level 8. See, sometimes I choose not to, because, like, for example, I got Stomach today for Dark Eagle, and I'm banking everything, because he's Mystic Caldy class, and tomorrow's a Mist Day, so I'm saving turns for tomorrow. I didn't get to level 8. I stopped mid to level 6. Big deal. The days where I start day 1 on a stat day, I'm going to level 9. Hands down. And so I'll pull the stats, or I'll pull the ores. So I wait to see whenever... I wait to pull the ores until I know which 3 I need. Because it's random. You know, it's random. LG_LS_BL. Not even going to try to pronounce that one. What is better to ascend with, a 20-pound volleyball or a 20-pound sombrero? A 20-pound sombrero. Hello, Peregrine KT. Let's see here. Next question. Pen. Hi, I'm hardcore in PvP. When I free the king... Will people then be able to attack me for meat items, etc.? Oh, you're asking me a PvP question that I don't know. Okay, you hardcore PvPers, when you break the prism, can you lose your stuff if you pull it out of Hank's? I don't know. And so I'm going to go to the next question, and the PvPers are going to tell me, because that's like the one aspect of the game that I do not know. Mundo Asesino. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck? If a woodchuck could chuck wood. Well, you know, a woodchuck could chuck as much wood as a woodchuck could chuck. If a woodchuck could chuck wood. Well, it's stats and flowers while you're in hardcore. I'm not sure once you break the prism, because, you know, all those hardcore rules tend to stop. So, come on, you PvP people. You know, you're going to make me, like, actually go into PvP. Dang it. I'm going to go visit PvP. Okay, so you guys just listen to me type now. If a hardcore... I'm asking... Okay, questions asked, and hopefully I'll get a question at some point. Ask Murderer, what exactly does Petrified Time do? You can smith it into a Petrified Helmet, a Petrified Sword, or a Time Sword, or Time, you can spin into a Time Helmet, Time Sword, or Time Pants. So, there you go. Thank you very much. Bernini tells me that, when you break the prism, you are fair game. Items, stats, everything. It's just as if you're not hardcore. So, you know, break it, ascend, quick. Alright, I think Haplo is ready to go. Ready? Let's see. Because, you know, last time I figured out what, They're all saying once the prison's broken, they're no longer in hardcore PvP, they're in regular PvP. You can just leave all the crap in Hank's and you're safe. It's only your inventory and your closet that can be touched in this case. Once you break the prison, your hardcore PvP rank is no longer recorded, so even if you go softcore PvP up to 50k rank, only your hardcore PvP rank will count ancestral hardcore or softcore. Once you sim with the 20-pound sombrero, do you switch to the 1-pound volleyball? No. Okay. I'm trying to guess what Haplo is going to start off with this time. Because last time I said, I'm going to play Nightwish to go out, and she's like, damn it, I'm going to play Nightwish to start. So, I'm probably going to be wrong, because I think I'm doing that twice in a row. But anyway, Haplo is up next. This has been State of the Kingdom. I will be back on next week to do this again. And, see you guys later. I'm going to, I'm going to leave you with a little Broadway musical songs. Goodbye, everybody.